Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Apollo, can you hear me? Miss Paula, are you able to hear me?
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am very excited again today to come on to host another episode of our podcast entitled I Am Riviera Beach. But after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am still thoroughly convinced that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And our special guest today is none other than Ms. Paula LeCount Bowe. Born and raised in West Palm Beach, Paula moved to Riviera Beach at the age of 7. Paula attended Lincoln Elementary, John F. Kennedy Middle, and graduated from Suncoast High School in the same year that I did, actually, in 1972. Later on, Paula worked in Palm Beach County school system for 33 years. She also worked as a nurse for 31 years. And after her retirement, she continued to serve. Paula is a mother of three. Her oldest daughter, Tanya, was murdered in 2007 and at the young age of 37. Her daughter, Erica, is an Army vet, and her son, Dwayne, works at Publix. Paula has 7 grandchildren, 2 great-grands, and her deceased daughter, Tanya, had 2 girls, Tiffany and Stephanie. And Paula, welcome to the podcast, Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. How are you today?
I'm great, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So why don't you start by telling us on this special Mother's Day a little bit more about yourself and your journey?
I had a great journey until 2007, December the 5th to be exact, when one of my children was taken away from me. On days like this, Mother's Day and all the various holidays, it's just that one person missing, and it's a void that can never be filled.
But let's go back a little bit before that.
Uh-huh.
Growing up in Riviera Beach, what was that experience like?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. Every summer we spent at Tate Recreation Center. It's now Dan Calloway Center. We had various things that we did. We did gymnastics. We swam. We were taught how to swim. I have 6 siblings, and we were all taught how to swim. And we just always had something to do in the summertime. Summer was the best time of all.
And who was the special person in your environment and/or family that was making sure that they watched over you after you, behind
Dan
you?
Dan Calloway. Mr. Dan Calloway. He's the father of practically everybody in Riviera Beach, Florida. He was like our second father.
Yes, especially those of us over a certain age, right?
Yeah.
So now the question, Paula, becomes how do we continue to give back and replace that energy, that hand that rocks the cradle for so many of us? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think about that all the time, and I wish that they could have had the experiences that we went through. But this generation of kids, they don't even want to go outside, you know. All the iPads and all the telephones they're getting at such young ages, they don't want to go outside. All they want to do is sit inside and on their telephones or their iPads. They don't know the experiences of being outside like we did. When we were little, we played jump rope. We played hide-and-go-seek, pony catcher. They don't know anything about that stuff because they don't want to go outside. But I wish it was some kind of way that the recreation centers were open, because everything in our day, everything was free. We just went to the gym or to the swimming pool every day, Monday through Friday. But the kids of today, they don't have that.
So what ideas do you think we can implement at this point in our lives to make a difference?
I just wish the recreation centers could open in the summertime again and, you know, offer free stuff for children, especially parents that can't afford to pay. Like for the recreation centers in the daytime, they have to pay, and a lot of parents can't afford it. I wish they had free stuff like we had so the parents could have an opportunity to work and not worry. Because all the adults that were in our day, they really looked out for us like we were their children. And I think if that happened again, it would be better.
Okay, have you ever thought about taking any kind of action on your own to encourage that conversation and maybe get a group of women together to go down to the city and share those thoughts about how they could make those services free?
That is a good thought to look into, yes. It's really a good thought.
Right, because what happens? Go ahead.
I would be more than happy to join a team of women to do that, because I know what it's like to be a mother with nothing to do for your children.
Yeah, you know, you can start that conversation. Maybe get with your class. Do you participate with your class reunion?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're having it next month. I think it's June the 8th through the 11th, our 50th class reunion.
Are you volunteering with the class at all?
Yeah, I'm on the condolence committee.
Okay. Okay. So you work with Deborah?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So maybe you want to present it to the class.
Yes, because most of them grew up here at the recreation centers also.
Exactly. But maybe you can convince the class to take that action with the city and with their council people and encourage the council to find some money to make those services free to residents of the city.
Yes, yes,
would
I will present it to them.
Would you be willing to lead that charge?
I would be a
now
part
remember
of
now
it.
Remember now, you are being recorded and everybody in the world can hear you responding.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying I could be a part of it. But I wouldn't be able to lead it because, like
why,
I said, I'm semi-retired and I'm pretty much on call. I'm CNA at Home Health Aid, and whenever they call, I'm there because I love taking care of older people.
What? Guess what? Listen, Paul, you got a phone.
True.
And your classmate meets every Sunday at 1 o'clock, planning an event. They can plan this great idea that you have. See, when ideas come, we are to act on them, and they were not given to everybody. Nobody else has had this idea but you.
Yes.
So it was given to you to act on.
Yes, you're
and
right.
It doesn't take much. You have so much power within you. Just imagine what you did to raise the number of children and grandchildren and everybody else's children whose children, you know, need raising.
No,
they're coming
yes.
to your app. Yeah, of course. So you can do that. You can manage this. See, whenever we speak truth to power and we're passionate about it, it takes no energy at all. And there's so many other people who, just like MAD, right? Mothers, right? Right?
Mothers Against Murder Association.
Well, both. No, both. MAD and Mamas.
True.
Remember MAD? MAD was first.
Yes.
And then Mamas came after that and so many other organizations. But somebody stepped out first. She didn't have to know how to do it. She just had a passion. And she saw a need, and she was willing to do whatever needed to be done. to, you know, corral other people who also shared that desire and that passion and that purpose. Mm-hmm. So always remember, when you're passionate about something, it's not a job for one. You'll be surprised how many other people, even the members of MAMA, would be willing to, you know, come down and speak truth to power. And I would be willing to wager you a dollar that, give it a year or two or three, our children would be the beneficiaries of this effort.
And that's most important of all.
And actually, there are people listening to this podcast right now, live and in the future. And you never know, you know, they may be spurred to act, to give, to support, you know, write letters or make a phone call to their council person and say, look, we should support this effort.
Yes. Yes, and I know it would benefit the children.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we can build buildings, but if we don't focus on building lives, the buildings are not going to last.
That's true. That's true.
So what do you think your next step would be?
Present it to the class of 72.
Okay.
And even present it to MAMA, Mothers Against Murderers Association.
Oh, okay. Okay, what about your church?
The church also. I can try that.
Okay, all right. Now, who else do you know that you could present this idea to?
Right now, I can't really think of anybody else because you really put me on the spot. But
no, well, I'm here. Yes, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you.
Okay.
Yes, because it's an idea whose time has come. And like you said, we all benefited from the day when Dan Calloway, you know, had every single summer, just like you said, every single summer, as long as we can remember. We were the beneficiaries. We were so young, we didn't know how, we didn't know why, we didn't know what he had to do to make it happen. And then, and on top of that, he fed us. Set us free.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, even if it was nothing but sandwiches and juice, I remember that. It doesn't, you know, whatever it was something that we didn't have at home, and we knew we could get a meal, you know?
Yes, because of Mr. Dan Calloway, we'll never forget him. I know I won't.
Yeah, but how do we give back to his memory? That's why this podcast exists. You know, one person did all of that, and the rest of us are beneficiaries, but what are we willing to do, to give, to have, to be, to support our children, and so they can have the same experience? So if he invested in 5 or 10, 100, 2, 3, 4, 500 of us, what if we each just did one thing? Because we're all busy. You know, everybody's busy. But he was never too busy for us, right?
Never. That's true.
So how can we be too busy to give back our time, our talents, and our treasure? See, we have three sets of eight. Yes, Paula, we have three sets of eight, right? We have eight hours to work. We have 8 hours of sleep. And then we have a third set of 8 hours to do whatever we choose to do.
True.
So what if we took 130 minutes of that third set of 8 hours and just say, you know what, I'm going to just make some phone calls and just see if people just go down and just pick up the phone and call your council person. Go down to the council meeting. You know, go down and talk to the city manager, talk to the mayor, and start a movement.
That's a great idea.
It doesn't take but one idea.
That's true.
You know, when you, just look around you. Everything you see was one idea. Somebody had an idea, just one idea. And as a result of that one idea, everything else that we see around us became a reality, even the materialistic things that we see. So now let's pick up your journey after you finish college, after you finish high school in 72, then what happened?
Then I went on to like a trade school, college also, and I became Palm Beach Junior College. It was called Palm Beach Junior College at the time. And then there was a program in Riviera Beach that at Roosevelt High School.
Right.
That I went through also, to become a pre-K teacher. And that's what I taught all the years that I was there, the four-year-olds.
Wow, special age.
Yeah, that's the age you catch them before they get all these thoughts in their heads. When you catch, I loved it when I caught them when they came in the door. It made such a big difference. Even now I see some of those kids that I taught, they come up to me now and say how much they appreciated what I taught them, and they will always remember me.
That's the age.
Yes. Yes.
And then what happened after that? How long were you there?
33 years at Washington Elementary.
Okay.
And then during that same time, I got training to be a CNA and home health aide. So I've been doing that over 30 years also. I'm retired from the school system. I retired 10 years ago, but I still do my nursing. So I'm like semi-retired.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And so what's next for you?
What's next? To help finish raising my grandchildren, because we have a village.
And to create
a system where our children in the summertime can have somewhere to go and do.
Exactly. Exactly. I want you to take a pencil and a sheet of paper, and I want you to write this day down, this Mother's Day. And I think that in honor of your daughter, this day will begin to represent a brand new beginning for so many people who are yet unborn because of a decision that was made today, because of an idea whose time has come, and it will be eventually slowly take on a life of its own, and it may take a while to take, you know, to take action, to see it become a reality. But for all of us who are still around that have a memory and have a desire and still breath, you know, like you said, the village.
Yeah.
We know, right, it's one thing for the city to build the buildings, but it's something else to invest in the lives of our youth and bring back the youth summer programs for free.
Yes.
If you're a resident, you should be able to take advantage of these services for free. And actually, you'd be amazed at the number of corporations and cities and companies who would donate their time and their resources from their foundations and different things if we just ask for their help.
Yes, I'm sure it would be.
Mm-hmm. All it takes is an idea. Yeah. Everything is an idea. This phone we're holding, talking to each other, was an idea somebody had. Now, the first iteration of the phone was not the one we're holding in our hand, but over time, it evolved into what we now use as a camera, we use as a recorder, we use all of the apps, but it still serves the purpose of communicating. And
that's
so this
true.
Idea that you have, you know, give it some time, give it some love, give it some energy, since it was your idea. See, the thing about an idea is that we can't give our ideas to other people and expect them to run with it because it wasn't given to them. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Yes. I started an organization a few years ago called the National Association for Black Women in Construction, and I kept trying to give the leadership to other people. Just kept trying to give it away because I really didn't want to do it. But God had to slow walk me down and help me to realize he didn't give them the vision. He didn't give them the idea. He didn't give them the passion for black women in construction. He gave it to me. And that's why I can share with you, God didn't give me that idea. He gave it to you. He didn't give it to Dan Calloway. He gave it to you. He didn't give it to your classmates. He gave it to you. And only you can breathe life into it and bring it into a reality with everybody else's help. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, we have a couple minutes left in the podcast. If there's anything that you'd like to share, any thoughts, comments, ideas, suggestions you'd like to to share with our listening audience?
Yeah, one thing is to stay in prayer, because this world is every time you turn around, it's like every day, you know, somebody's child is getting killed or hurt or maimed. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. If you see some kind of crime going in, you know, you say something. Most people are afraid to say something because of the they be thinking of what might happen to them and their families, you know. But
right.
it's gotten out of hand. And I just wish this violence would stop.
Well, I think your idea is one way. Yeah, but I think your idea is one way to make a change, because it's not going to happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight. We were absent for the last 40 years, 30 years, 20 years. We've been absent. All of us have been absent.
True.
And so now we're back. Many of us are retired, and we can give our time, our talents, and our treasure to giving back to those children's children's children.
True.
And that is what I think when we will begin to see a change. It's not going to happen quickly, but I think that it will, over time, slowly turn back the hands. And the work that Mr. Calloway did will begin to impact all of us in terms of our actions that we would each take individually and not wait for somebody else to do it, you know, because he didn't give it to them. He gave
it
to us. Yes. All right, well, I want to thank you so very much for being willing to come on and being patient as we, you know, got started. And like to have you, you know, share with the listening audience any closing comments you have, and we'll wrap up. Ask all of our listeners to come back and join us next week.
Yes, just stay in prayer. That's the biggest thing. I think the worst thing that they started when they took prayer out of schools, because when we were in school, we had prayer, and I really feel like it made a difference. So we just need to stay prayed up for ourselves and everybody else.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, we want to just remind our listeners, you've been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, and our special guest today was none other than Ms. Paula LeCount Bow. All right, Paula, thank you so very much, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.